السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مررتم برياض الجنة فارتقوا. حضرت انس بن مالک رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he reports that رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said that when you pass by the gardens of Jannat, then grace to your heart's content. When you pass by the gardens of Jannat, then you must grace to your heart's content. Grace properly. How an animal which is given lush and green grass and green pasture, then sometimes you have to beat that animal up to get it out of that pasture. It enjoys it so much that it will go on grazing. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, when you pass by the gardens of Jannat, then this is what you should do. فَرْتَعُوا قَالَ وَمَا رِيَاضُ الْجَنَّةِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم, what are the gardens of Jannat? These gardens of Jannat regarding which you are directing us, encouraging us, exhorting us that we should grace to our heart's content, what are those gardens? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Hilaqu zikr. The halqas of zikr, where the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is made, he said, those are the gardens of Jannat. So we must have yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying that at present in what we are sitting, it is a garden of Jannat. In a garden of Jannat, you find peace, you find sukoon, you will find tranquility in the heart, there will be serenity, there will be joy, there will be happiness. So we must consider these as gardens of Jannat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on one occasion, he told the Sahaba ikram ridwanullah alayhi majma'in that make zikr in abundance, because it is like taking refuge in a fort against very strong enemy. Against a very strong enemy, you want to take refuge. You want to seek protection. Where are you going to seek protection? So in this world, we know that the kings, the rulers of the past, they used to build forts. And whenever there was some danger, then they used to bring their people into the fort and they used to try and defend from within the fort. So he says that this engagement in zikr is like taking protection in a fort from strong enemy. What is that strong enemy? It is the nafs and shaitan. These are our true, very, very strong enemies. We consider America our enemy. We consider Israel our enemy. We consider so many other countries as our enemies. No doubt, from wherever Islam is attacked, it is an enemy. But the enemy that we all forget is that enemy which is within us. And the danger is always from the enemy that is within. That is the most dangerous enemy, who is from within. The outside enemy, he makes a loud noise in it, or his actions demonstrate very clearly that he is an enemy. But the enemy that is within, we sometimes do not recognize. It's getting hot, then put on a few fans at the back there. So this hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that make zikr, it is in abundance, profusely, because it is taking protection, seeking protection in a fort against strong enemy. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the person that is making zikr, he is as if he is in the company of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As if he is in the company of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. If somebody gets the opportunity to be in the company of some worldly king or ruler for a little while, then that person will brag about it all his life. 419-189 Mercedes-Benz and 396-786. Please move your vehicle, somebody wants to come out. 419-189-396-786. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving us an opportunity to be as if in His company. So we must find our sukoon, we must find our tranquility of our hearts in the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are not going to find it anywhere else. Outside, no matter how much we search, there's nothing but darkness. There's nothing but zulmat outside. There's so much of zulmat that those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed with a heart, we all have got hearts, but we cannot really call ourselves Ahle Dil. My shaykhs, may Allah Ta'ala give him long life, good health, and keep his face and his benefits reaching all corners of the world. He says that we all have got hearts, but we cannot call ourselves people of heart. Animals have got hearts. Dogs have got hearts, cats have got hearts, lions have got heart, everything has got a heart. But nobody up till now has called a dog or a cat or a lion Ahle Dil. Ahle Dil are only those people who have got a heart which is filled with the love and the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Only that heart is worthy of being called a heart. Otherwise people have got hearts, we will call them physical hearts. So those who have got the heart, they've got basirat. One is basarat, we see with our eyes. And one is basirat, the inner sight. So they will tell us that in the outside world today, there's nothing but zulmat. Because the whole atmosphere is filled with so much of dirty pictures. Because we will say, where are the dirty pictures in the atmosphere? Where is your television picking it up from? It is coming from somewhere. There is a connection. If it's happening in America, if some woman is dancing naked in America, and we switch on the television here, so it came from somewhere, the cables, whatever kind they may be, whatever technology they may be using, but it is somewhere in the atmosphere. Now imagine how much of dirty pictures are there. How much of music is there? If you switch on your radio, you pick it up. There was a time when these things were not there. If we were living in South Africa and something was happening in America, China, Japan, or the music was being played in some country or some village a few miles away, then it was being played there. There was no radio to pick it up. There was nothing in the air. But with the new technology, there's nothing but zulmat in the air. There's so much of nakedness. There's so much of music, there is so much of filth that is there, the internet and everything. What it's picking up is all coming, it's all in the air, it's all in the atmosphere. So they are seeing this darkness. Now this darkness affects the souls. When we are all the time outside, it affects our souls. Now how are we going to bring that sukoon in our hearts? How are we going to bring that light back into our hearts? The light will come into our hearts with the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is the purpose of these gatherings. I've mentioned many times that it is not the end. It is only to fill up our hearts with that much noor and that much steam of the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala that it moves us in the outside world to do those things which are pleasing to Allah and to restrain ourselves from that which is displeasing to Allah ta'ala. Wallah, believe me, at present it is becoming so difficult for good, pious, righteous people who are working in shops, in factories, in bazaars and in marketplaces, they are all saying it's becoming so difficult for us to restrain our gaze from haram, to restrain our hearing from haram. It's difficult. But if the person has got taqwa, if the person has got Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's steam of love in his heart, then accidental sins he may commit, but it will restrain him. It will restrain him. There will be some power that will hold him back, that no, I must not do anything that will displease my Allah ta'ala. He will not want to lose that light that is in his heart. He will not want to lose that contact that he has with his Allah. There is great noor in the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless me, bless you, and bless the entire ummah with that connection with his being, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from him. There is great enjoyment, brothers. We can take a billion qasams in this masjid and tell you that if only I don't have it, I'm trying to get it too. That there's so much of enjoyment, so much of enjoyment in the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, in the talk of the glory of Allah Ta'ala, in looking at his qudrat all around us. When you look at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, you say, oh my Allah, what a great being yours is. How great you are. Look at the skies, look at the earth, look at the trees, look at the waters of the ocean, look at the fish in the sea, look at the animals and the creatures in the jungle. Look at my own being, my eyes, my ears, my heart, my liver, my lung. What qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Then outside conditions will not disturb the tranquility of our heart. Outside conditions could come as a test, but it will not disturb the tranquility of our heart. There is great enjoyment. Sukoon of the hearts lies in there. That was the purpose of having this program again tonight. Otherwise, I too am concerned about my health. It's not that I am not concerned. Health is an important thing. Who doesn't like his health? And especially when a good physician or cardiologist says that you must have a rest, then you should have a rest. We should listen to him. But when brothers, many of them, and many sisters also, when they phone or they write, they're just missing one program, and we seem to sense darkness in our heart again. It seems as if that connection that we are building up with our Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala seems to be getting disconnected. So then it comes into my heart that we have to die one day. We rather die putting light into somebody's heart than allowing darkness to settle in there. That is the only reason. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us that ma'rifat of his, that yaqeen of his, that connection with him, that every action of ours is for his pleasure. But we should not just depend on peer pressure or majlises to restrain us. We should develop that much love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our hearts, and that much khawf of his azab, that without peer pressure we restrain ourselves. We should not be slipping all the time. Accidental slip is an accidental slip. So I do appreciate the du'as which so many brothers, sisters, not only in South Africa but other parts of the world made for this insignificant servant of Allah Ta'ala. And that is what springs me back to life. May Allah Ta'ala reward each and every one of you.
Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na taufeeq ae khuda de. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na taufeeq ae khuda de. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے
تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے جہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں ہاں مائی اللہ ایوری ون ان یور گارڈن از اے فلاور The only thorn in that garden is myself. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr-e-akhirat ho, bohut hi ghaflat-e-shiar mein hoon. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں All I remain useless all my life. Now make me useful. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ
تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا, تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا. او اللہ, اونلی یو نو ہاؤ ڈرٹی مائی ہارٹ از, ہاؤ مچ آف پرائڈ, ایروگنس, envy, jealousy, malice, greed, evil passions and desires are in our hearts, only Allah Ta'ala knows. We can conceal and hide from human beings, but we cannot hide from Allah Ta'ala. Bahut hi ganda hai haal mera, tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے, درست کر دے مآل میرا. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے, درست کر دے مآل میرا. تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں, اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا. تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں, اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری, اللہ 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 اللہ, 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 اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری, اللہ 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 اللہ, 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 اللہ 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 اللہ. کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے, جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو. کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے, جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو. تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش, تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو. بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری, نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو. رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت, بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری, اللہ 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 اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری, اللہ 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 اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ,
Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah.
دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدر Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah,
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، مائی کریم اللہ، مائی ستار غفار اللہ. Forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, you are forgiving, you are merciful, you are compassionate, you are loving, you are caring. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Something that you dearly love, oh my beloved Allah, is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Oh my beloved Allah, what else has gathered us here tonight except that we are hopeful of your mercy? We are hopeful of forgiveness of our sins. Oh Allah, we have taken your Mubarak name. As great as your name is, forgive us, oh my Allah. There is no one to question you. There is no one to question you. Why you forgave those sinners in Masjid al-Noor who had raised their hands before you? Oh my beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are acknowledging, we are confessing. Oh my beloved Allah, that we are the most sinful ones on this earth. Oh Allah, we are weighty and burdensome on the earth. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, we are burdensome and heavy on the earth. Oh my Allah, but do not seize us because of our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Do not test us in this world. Do not test us in the grave. Do not test us in the akhirat. Oh my Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh Allah, each and every part of our body is such a great gift of yours. Oh my beloved Allah, we did not purchase these gifts from anywhere. We did not purchase our sight from anywhere. We did not purchase our hearing from anywhere. We did not pay anything for our speech, oh my Allah. We did not pay anything for our heart, liver and lung. Oh Allah, we paid nothing for our intelligence. If only we had to pay for each and every one of these ni'mats. Even if we had to stay in sajda all our lives, with mountains above our heads, then too we would not have been able to make sufficient shukr. But oh my Allah, how much namak haram we are, that these very ni'mats of yours we use for your disobedience. Oh my Allah, we use these very ni'mats for your disobedience. Do not seize us on account of our sins. Oh Allah, you destroyed the nations of the past because of some of the sins which we commit every day of our lives, dozens of times. Oh my beloved Allah, but we are seeking forgiveness from you. Ey Allah, ab to hume maaf kar de. Hum gunegar hai, hum gande hai, hum siyakar hai,
ہم خطا کار ہے، ہم سب کچھ ہے لیکن تیرے بندے ہیں، تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم جائے کہاں، تجھے چھوڑ کے میرے اللہ ہم جائے کہاں، وے ڈو وی گو اے اللہ، او اللہ وے ڈو وی گو، دیر از نو ون فار اس بسائڈ یو، ویدر وی گو ایسٹ اور وی گو ویسٹ، وی گو نارتھ اور وی گو ساؤتھ، وی گو ڈیپ ڈاؤن دا اوشن اور ابو دا ہیونز، ایوری وے اٹ از یور کنگڈم، او مائی اللہ ڈونٹ ٹرن اوے یور گلانس آف رحمت فرام اس، بیکاز آف اوور سنز اینڈ بیکاز آف اوور ویکنس ڈو ناٹ ٹرن اوے یور گلانس آف رحمت فرام اس، او مائی اللہ کیپ اس انڈر دا شیڈ آف یور رحمت، یا اللہ کیپ اس انڈر دا شیڈ آف یور رحمت، اللہ بلیس ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس with long life so that we may be able to accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave this world. Oh Allah, bless us all with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, hum bimar hai, hum mareez hai, lekin mere Allah, jab tujh jaisa tabib ho to phir hume kya fikr hai mere Allah. Oh Allah, when the tabib is like yourself, oh Allah, then what fear do we have? Oh Allah, cure us of all our ailments, our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Oh Allah, those who are suffering financial difficulties and problems, remove the difficulties and problems. Oh my Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have got children, oh my beloved Allah, let them grow up in a good environment. Oh Allah, save and protect them from all the fitnas that are lashing. Oh my beloved Allah, we are living in a world full of fitnas. Fitnas are attacking from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from in front of us, fitnas from behind us, fitnas beneath us and fitnas pouring from above us. Hey, mere Allah, hum jaye kaha? Mere Allah, agar tu ne hifazat nahi ki to tu bata ke hum gande kaha jayenge. Ya Allah, purify and clean our hearts. Ya Allah, purify our hearts of all the filth that has embedded itself. Purify our hearts of greed, of malice, of evil passions and desires, of envy, of jealousy, of pride, of arrogance. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with such a connection with you. Bless us with such a connection with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that shaitan and nafs cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Oh Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Oh my beloved Allah, take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. Make us your slaves, oh my beloved Allah. How long are we going to remain slaves of nafs and shaitan? Nafs and shaitan has not brought pleasure and happiness in anybody's life. Oh Allah, they bring destruction. They bring destruction in the lives of the person. They drag the person down to the gutter level. For a little while there is enjoyment and pleasure, but after that there is nothing but restlessness, anxieties and worries and problems. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization that there is no peace and no sukoon except in your obedience. Ya Allah, cure us of all the ailments and diseases that we are suffering. The entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remove their suffering and difficulties. Oh Allah, our brothers and sisters in Palestine, our children in Palestine, hey, mere Allah, in Kashmir, in Bosnia, and in so many other parts of the world, oh my Allah, what difficult times they are going through. Ya Allah, remove their trials and difficulties. Give them success and victory over their enemies. Ya Allah, restore Masjid Aqsa back into the hands of the Muslims. Ay Allah, tu puri ummat ke haal par raham farma. We know that it is because of our sins that the entire ummat is suffering in the world. Oh my beloved Allah, cure us of all the sicknesses, whether they are spiritual or physical. O Allah, unite the hearts of the Muslim Ummah. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire Ummah of Rasul-e-Pak. Ya Allah, bless each and every brother and sister of ours who is here and in the world. O Allah, with peace, with prosperity, with happiness, with satisfaction, with contentment.
Oh Allah, give us contentment in our hearts. Amen. Give us sukoon in our hearts. Amen. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Amen. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr. Amen. Fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Amen. Fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Amen. Fill our hearts with the noor of sabr and shukr. Ay Allah, zuhud wa taqwa hame naseeb farma. Paakiza zindagi naseeb farma. Gandhi zindagi se hamari hifazat farma. Ay Allah, ek din is dunya ko chhod kar tere paas aana hai. We have to leave this world and come to you. There is no way that we can avoid coming to you, O my Allah. What are we going to answer? O Allah, when criminals present themselves in court, they hide their face, they cover their faces. They do not wish to be seen by photographers. They are ashamed that their identity must not be revealed. Ay vere Allah, they committed one or two crimes. We have been sinning day and night. Ay Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, in the presence of billions of ummatis, how are we going to hide our face? Ay Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ay Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ay Allah, hum nadim aur sharminda hai. Mere Allah, do not embarrass my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Because of weak and sinful ummatis like us. Ay Allah, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the presence of all the billions of other ummatis, oh Allah, do not cause him any embarrassment because of our sins. Forgive us before that, oh my Allah. Before the time of our death comes, oh my Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Sincere tawbah, oh my beloved Allah. No matter how much of sins we may have committed, but oh Allah, even if our sins are in the majority and we are the most sinful ones on earth, then too, oh Allah, your rahmat, your forgiveness, your mercy is unlimited, oh my Allah. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ay Allah, before we are given the ghusl of mayyit, let us take the ghusl of tawbah. Before we are given the garment of kafan over our bodies, O Allah, give us the garment of taqwa over our hearts. Ay Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in drugs, in drink, in wine, in women, in some filthy novel reading, in some filthy magazine. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater. O Allah, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye, when the time of our death comes, call us over to Madina Tayyiba. At the rosa of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reading as salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. O Allah, cause our souls to depart and bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But O Allah, if that is not in our muqaddar, then wherever death may come, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Barakat wali maut ata farma. Our parents, brothers and sisters, children, whoever may have passed away, ya Allah, forgive their sins. Fill their graves with noor. O Allah, fill their graves with noor. And O Allah, give them the best of abode in paradise. Ey mere pyare khuda, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of du'as for the ummah. Day and night his only concern was for the ummah. Ay Allah, how much of sacrifices he made for us. So many places his blood oozed. So much of stoning. So much of jeering, laughing, mocking and teasing. But oh Allah, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made those sacrifices so that today we may take your name. Ay Allah, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the du'as that he made for the ummah, bless us with the goodness that he asked. Bless our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas, all the corruption, all the mischief, and especially the fitnas of Dajjal, and the fitnas of our time, that Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for protection. O Allah, protect us, protect our brothers and sisters, protect our parents, protect our wives and children, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe tufail mein, meri, ay Allah, humari dua'o ko qubool farma. Ay Allah, hum jante hai ki hum qabil-e-qubool nahi hai, hum gande hai, napaak hai, lekin mere Allah, tu tere shan-e-rahimi aur kareemi se qubool farma. Whatever we have asked, bless us with that. And because of our weakness, what we have been unable to ask, oh Allah, bless us with all that goodness too. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.